when she talked about having been on the phone all day long, she's got some serious contacts, Peter.
Yes, she
and
does.
She talked to lots of them all day long, and they all sort of told her, yeah, it was a real plot, but we don't get the timing of it. And as she mentioned, the whole story seemed sloppy. The arrests were happening as they were being announced, and the ringleaders hadn't been caught yet. And normally you'd kind of like to roll it up from the top, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So,
well, just by way of reference, Larissa makes a weekly appearance on our program, and she's done great reporting on the dust-up with Iran, and also she had a powerful piece recently about Mel Gibson and hate mongers of other stripes. And I am familiar with the piece you're talking about. It was very well done.
And that sort of set me onto the trail that I've been following with part of my spare time ever since.
So let's direct people to bradblog.com. And,
to bradblog.com. There's a post up there now
right, where
I link to my appearance, mention the appearance here,
mm-hmm. And
give links to the four articles in the series that started last Thursday. And I mean, if you want all the details that I have put on the web, that's how you get them. And if you have more questions, ask them in the comments thread. That's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, if you have a few more minutes to talk, we can sure do that, too.
Oh, yeah, we do. We've got a few minutes before a break and then another segment coming up.
Okay.
So, Winter Patriot, identify for us. I've read your most recent post, so let me start there and then we'll back into some of the other factors.
Yep.
You spent a lot of time reading British news reports and getting a handle on their perspective. Now, you brought much more detail to this than I have seen in other places, but notably, there is a British police official who used the term rubbish to respond to questions about the U.S. motivation, the timing of this disclosures, and the way the Bush administration, we think pretty clearly, squeezed the Blair administration to go public with this at this particular time. And the investigation had reached a critical stage, but was not what we would call ripe.
And I think I'm familiar with the report that you're talking about, and I believe he also mentions that they hadn't made any bombs, they hadn't bought any airline tickets, and most of them hadn't got any passports or applied for any. So it's hard to imagine how they were planning to get a passport and a ticket and a bomb together in order to do imminent harm.
Well, and we heard that from Washington, not from London, we heard from Washington that there was speculation that they might try to activate this plot as soon as this week, the week of what, August 18th. And then in the last couple of days, speculation from Washington has surfaced that they were trying to time this for the fifth anniversary of 9/11.
That's one of the stories that was flying thick in England yesterday. The 9/11 story came from an unnamed Pakistani intelligence officer who said, and I'll quote this for you.
Okay. You go ahead and look it up.
I don't know how close they were from executing the attacks, but I personally believe that they wanted to do it to mark the fifth anniversary of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think they would have carried out the attacks if they had been experienced enough.
Well, that's clear speculation.
Absolutely, but that got to be the headline at the Daily Mail. BBC was running a headline saying, terror detectives find bomb kit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about some investigators who've been searching the woods near where some of the suspects live, and they came out with a suitcase full of what they said was everything required to make an improvised explosive device.
Yeah, I always hide that stuff in the woods, don't you?
Yeah, and what I always think when I find it there is, you know, this could not possibly be here unless one or maybe even all of the suspects was personally responsible for the contents and location of the thing we just found.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the investigators on a case like this are not under any pressure to find anything.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's kind of clear. Meanwhile, The Guardian Unlimited was going wild about how Al-Qaeda had sanctioned the terror plot. And the quote that we've got there from another, or maybe even the same, unnamed Pakistani intelligence official said, the alleged terror plot to blow up U.S.-bound planes was probably sanctioned by Al-Qaeda number 2 leader. And that it was probably sanctioned and cleared by Al-Zarqawi. guy's name wrong, but you know who I mean.
Yeah, Sawahiri.
Zip, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot more than I listen, so
he's the Egyptian,
those names elude me.
The Egyptian medical doctor who came out of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he is alleged to be the number two lieutenant.
You got it. And meanwhile, that was good enough. CBS threw that right of way, and they were running Al-Qaeda number two behind UK terror plot with a question mark.
Now, Winter Patriot, you're being a little tough on the American media. After all, they have given us all the conclusive information that turns out to be completely false about the guy who claims he killed JonBenet Ramsey.
The timing on that wasn't suspicious either, was it, Peter?
No, not at all. We're going to take a break and return. Winter Patriot is sitting in for Brad on the radio today. He's sitting in for Brad at bradblog.com. So go to the web and check it out. He's done some very interesting research on the story about the liquid bombers from Britain. We'll continue in a moment. If you got a question, call us. 888-5-PETER-B. It's the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.